Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Welcome back, friends. It's Life After College. And last week we talked about the power of owning your morning, and we had my amazing friend and guest, Amanda Cuellar. Her and I shared our journey of creating our morning routines as well as what the routines consisted of. Now, when you talk about morning routines, you can't leave out its better half, the evening routine, because together they are a dynamic duo that set you up to take on your day. I didn't always have an evening routine. Just like I mentioned in last week's episode, I didn't always have a morning routine. However, my evening routine, I started a lot, or I've had it for a lot longer than my morning routine. And that's because I had struggled for so long with finding good sleep. And it honestly started in college. I would be tired because I worked full-time and went to school full-time, so it was very much on the go. I would just be tired at the end of the day, ready to go to bed, and it just felt like the minute my pillow would, or my head would hit the pillow, I would be awake. I would toss and turn, and it would not be good sleep. And then the morning comes, it was such a struggle to get up, much less to get up on time. And then the rest of the day, honestly, I want to say that I would be dragging through the day, but I think back then I was probably just on this adrenaline high of like having to go, go, go and move on to the next thing. I don't think I really allowed myself to be tired. And then what would happen is literally after every single semester, at the end of the semester, finals done, like, whew, get a little breather. And you know what would happen? I would get a cold. And I really feel it's because my body was just obviously, like I'm saying, not getting enough sleep and I'm pushing it. I mean, your brain is just on a different level. And it's like it knew it was the end of the semester and it could finally take a break and recover. I did all that for, gosh, years. And then I want to say maybe mid to late 20s, I decided this can't be the way to live. Not sleeping is just not working for me. I looked into different things to try to figure out, you know, how I could get better sleep. And there are a lot of different things for me that were the cause for not sleeping well. Part of it, I will say, was where I was at mentally and emotionally and the weight that those things carried. And it did have an effect on my physical body. And maybe some of you can relate to that. And then there's just other things of what were my habits, what routine do I have, and what am I creating so I set up a space that welcomes sleep. I started to slowly introduce things into my life, and one of the first things I introduced was to lower the setting of my AC. So research suggests that a cooler bedroom temperature can promote better sleep. And this is according to the National Sleep Foundation. They recommend setting your bedroom thermostat between 60 to 67. For me, I would put it at, and I still do it to this day, my thermostat is set to 68. It's nice and cool. And so having your thermostat at that range helps to facilitate the body's natural temperature regulation during sleep, which is crucial for restorative sleep. The colder temp just helps your body to relax, to regulate itself, and then you get into like a nice little cocoon of warmth and you get to go to sleep. By creating that type of sleeping condition, it signals to the body that it's time to go to bed. So the other thing that I do, right when I go to bed, I don't drop the thermostat. I actually drop it about an hour and a half before I go to bed so that the room is starting to cool off or starts to cool off. It's definitely changed my sleeping habits and has allowed for me to have better sleep. And like I said, I've had an evening routine for longer than my morning routine, and this was the first thing that I did. Now, it was one thing that I would do for quite some time. However, that didn't always help me fall asleep because there was some mental things going on. And when I say mental things, I don't mean like, oh, I'm crazy. Mental as in my mind was going, especially in college, because I would go to bed with this to-do list of, okay, I got to do this and I got to, it just, my brain wouldn't shut off. And, or I'd be running through these scenarios of life. And I'm like, this is not the time to go through this. We can go through this at a different time. And so with that, to help with my mind racing, I would do a couple things. And so one of those things was to have no devices at least an hour before bed. And this is something, honestly, I believe I heard this on Brendon Burchard's, one of his podcasts. And I think also in that podcast, he had talked about lowering your thermostat to a lower temp for optimal sleeping. I think that was the first place I heard it. And then I read or heard it in other places about no devices at least an hour before bed. And that's because when you're on a device, the reality is, or my reality is, that I'm probably on social media or researching something, scrolling, and it stimulates your mind and gets you going. And it's totally true for me that my mind will just have all the thoughts, think all the things, and it's just not the right time for my brain to be working at that level. Another thing that I would do is, and I continue to do to this day, is no cell phone by my bed. I started doing that, I think, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and I feel like it's helped. Also, I wear a smartwatch, and I've started to wear that less, and I don't wear it at night. I know that it helps to tell me what my sleep patterns are and all the jam and all the good stuff. I just, for me, I wanted no devices near me or on me so my body can just be natural and have this natural sleep state. I feel it's been working for me. It definitely took some months, if I'm honest, to really see a difference. I mean, the reality is we can't get away from too many electronics and Wi-Fi, and that's a whole nother subject, but I do the best with having the least amount electronics around me and around my sleep environment at night. Another thing I do is I do not have a TV in my bedroom. I've never had a TV in my bedroom. Even as a kid or teenager in college, I've never had a TV in my bedroom, and I don't want a TV in my bedroom. I read that your bedroom is your sanctuary, and you get to create a space that allows for relaxation. And so I don't like the TV in my bedroom. If I want to watch TV, I'm going to go outside into the living room to watch TV. My bedroom is for sleeping. My bed is for sleeping. The only other thing is I'll read in bed, and that's something that actually helps me sleep. But I do not watch TV in my bedroom. The other thing that I've done, and this is something I started doing at the beginning of the year, is I changed what time I would get ready for bed. So I used to go to bed at 11 and now I aim to go to bed at 10. Notice I said aim. And I start getting ready for bed at 9. But I'm going to explain the whole routine with that. So I start getting ready for bed at 9. I wash up. I then will journal. I found this fabulous intention journal. And in it, I write about what was something good that happened today? How did I take care of myself? What am I grateful for? What's one word that I would use to describe the day? And then the next questions are your intentions. So what are your intentions for tomorrow? Why is that important to you? Or what is having that intention going to do? And then what actions will you take to go after that intention? So it helps me to set up my next day by thinking and having my intentions ready for that next day. It also helps me sit there and ground myself in, well, what does tomorrow look like? And what are tasks that I have or things that I'm going to work on? So I start thinking through, okay, I have to do these things. So my attention is X. So it also serves as a way for me to decompress and get out all the, okay, I have to do this and that and tomorrow and at this time and don't forget to do this, that, and the other. It's a time where I get to flush all that out and get it out of my system. Then the next thing I do is I read. And I read anything. I have quite a few books by my bedside. The newest book that I have by my bedside is Worthy, which is Jamie Kern Lima's newest book. And I'll be sure to link it in the show notes if you're curious about it or want to purchase it. I just started reading it. And so far, it's really hitting home. And that's one of the books that I'm reading at the moment. I have a bunch of other books there as well. I read whichever book calls to me to read. And just usually it's what I feel pulled to read and dive into. And so those are the few things that I do to get me ready for bed. As I said, I read and I read to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep now. And then that's it. Like it's a way that I get to relax and decompress, as opposed to before I would get ready for bed and, you know, shower, wash up, and then jump into bed. And it's like, okay, it's time to go to sleep now. But there wasn't this decompression. And I found that that's what I really needed, was just, it's really a moment of silence, and it's also a moment like for me time of lying in bed, getting clear on what went well for the day and who do I get to be and what intentions do I have for tomorrow. And then I find joy in reading. And so it's just a fun experience if I'm quite honest, and something that I really enjoy doing. And it's, as I said, help to settle me. So to recapture my little evening routine, my thermostat is set low. I start getting ready an hour before bed and I journal, I read. I also have no devices in my bedroom, no devices like scrolling on a device an hour before bed, and no TV in my bedroom. So those are the things that I do. I've just shared the benefits of having an evening routine. And really, the important piece of the evening routine is it sets me up for tomorrow. It sets me up for my next day. It sets me up for my morning practice. And it allows me to have a good night's rest where I feel restored. And so your evening routine doesn't have to look like mine. I encourage you to find what works for you. And as we said in the previous episode with Miranda, where we talked about owning your morning, you can start small and then add on as you find things that will encourage a peaceful and restful evening. Also, don't discount the small things. Small things or small changes can be just as impactful as the large ones. For instance, when I was working on getting up earlier, I didn't go full in, and the goal was to wake up a half hour early. So I didn't just say, okay, I'm gonna wake up a half hour early. Instead, I took it in increments. So I started off, okay, I'm gonna wake up 10 minutes early. And then I did that for some time. And then I'm like, ooh, you know what? I'm gonna now start waking up 15 minutes early. And then it became 20, and then I got to 30. So you can have a big goal. However, chunking it down sets you up for success, as opposed to wanting to just jump all the way into the deep end. You can start small and honestly build up your confidence in that way and build a practice. And especially if it's something like waking up early, that's something your body will take time getting used to. So it's also being kind to your body. Also remember, be kind to yourself and do what feels right for you. As I said, my evening routine, maybe you're like, I don't want to do any of that. Ask yourself, what would you want to do? What would work for you? With that, I challenge you to get curious and find one practice that you would like to add or start your evening journey with. And if you want to double down and stay accountable, you can let me know what your new practice is going to be. You can either visit my contact page on coachbrianna.com or hit me up on social media at Next Level Bree. Share what your practice is going to be. And if you want an accountability partner, I'll be that for you. And we can talk about how your evening practice is going. And if you also want suggestions as to what you can do, let me know. I would love to hear and help you create a routine that works for you. Okay, my friends, have a great week, make good choices, and have a restful night's sleep. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.